This is a Hot Pie Media original.
Is there a celebrity that is untouchable? Follow me here. Think along. Is there a celebrity that is untouchable even by reality TV standards? There's a very good reason for asking the question. There's a very good reason to think it through. I know we usually end up in the same place, but I think that balloon has been popped to a degree, because increasingly, if you notice, celebrities that you would say, no way, no chance, never going there, I don't know, we keep going there. So I'm asking the question, is there a celebrity that is untouchable? And yes, it kind of matters. How many times is Jeff going to say, poor Rudy? Not that many. I'm not. But I do think this might be the rare circumstance. I think I might defend him. No, I think I'm going to defend the show. Should Rudy be untouchable? It's too late now, but should Rudy have been untouchable? Rudy Giuliani is a lying, disoriented train wreck. I think that's a pretty fair assessment. If you want to add drinks a lot of soup, add that too. But Rudy's a mess. We all know that. When we last left Rudy, his face was melting. So is it so wrong to have him on The Masked Singer? This outrage? Really? You're that outraged about The Masked Singer? Much of the public response has been, how dare you put him on and give him a platform? And I'm thinking, if you owned or produced The Masked Singer, and by the way, I would rather pour gas on my head than watch The Masked Singer. I've seen 48 seconds more than I've ever seen in my life, and it's probably going to be my final 48 seconds, unless they hire another celebrity. The day they go for him is the day I'm watching. Mm-hmm. But give me a break. Give the producers a break. This outrage, I call me out on it. We can disagree on it. We can fight about this. I'm finding this absurd. Absolutely. If I produced a show, hell, I'd have the old man on this show. Absolutely. Why not? But even The Masked Singer, oh, and it was terrible. Come on. It was awful. It was as bad as you could imagine. It's exactly what I would want if I owned that show and I produced it. The way this is playing out is precisely what I would want if I were a producer of this show. But your outrage is what's weird to me. So I'd have him on with some soup. We'd have a little thing of soup right here and a chair, and we'd rock him back and forth, and then he might fall asleep sooner or later, but absolutely, he could sit right here. If you host a primetime TV show, or not even host a primetime TV show, I don't care. It's B and C list losers. Rudy might be a D lister, but whatever. You all know what it's about. It's a human train wreck. That's why you watch. I never want to see that thing again. I can't believe I saw Rudy Giuliani dressed like Jack in the Box. I felt like that was an acid trip, and I don't do acid. I've never seen such a spectacle in my life. Is that the way that show always looks? Because it's dumb. But good job. They let Rudy be a fool, and they let him be a fool like everyone else. So, I can't believe I'm defending. It's not reality. Is that reality TV? What is the genre here? Whatever that is. I'm defending him. Lighten up, everybody. It's not the point of the show. Rudy was there to be a joke. Rudy was there to be a hot button. And that's my big question is, if somebody went here, will the next show go, there? Will they? Then we've got to talk. I'm not finding, this is another debate we can have, and I think it's remotely interesting. I'm not finding Rudy to be the bottom of the barrel. I'm not finding the reaction to Rudy, how dare you let him on there. To be fair, the show didn't let him pop out of a jack-in-the-box. Oh, gosh. I can't get the visual of that man dropping his pants in a hotel room out of my head. I'm hoping the jack-in-the-box visual replaces the other one. But he didn't pop out of the jack-in-the-box and say, Voting machines suck. We're suing them. January 6th was righteous. Vote for Trump. It was an illegal voting. I mean, he didn't do any of that stuff. He just was a fool. The show is for fools and for all of you to watch the fools, and you're done. They did not give the guy a platform at all. I think that is a ridiculous accusation. I find fault with the argument, because just because he is a pretty bad guy who is just lost his mind, he is an unhinged idiot, all that stuff is accurate, and he said a lot of terrible things, but he didn't say terrible things on that show. He was just an old man who's a fool. What's so bad about that? Isn't that our entertainment? Isn't that what we watch for? All right, not going to get to the wonder when he gets on a show. I think we got a next level of celebrity that we've got to crack. And I'm wondering if this isn't inching toward, you know who, you know. Okay, so here we go. Let's first up. You know, if you said a couple days ago, I'm thinking about dropping acid, Jeff. I'd say, yeah, sure. You do crack too? Try that. Meth? Okay. And you said to people over a glass of wine, before the week is over, I'm going to see Rudy Giuliani dressed like a jack-in-the-box singing Bad to the Bone. That would be a pretty remarkable acid trip. Hey, I'll probably only be shopping in their huge section of California cabs, but for those of you that are into more than big fruit-forward Cabernet, you should also know that Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods is your one-stop shop with thousands, yep, thousands of wine, spirits, and beers at everyday low prices. A four-time National Retailer of the Year, Specs has you covered for everything from tailgating to cocktail parties to the perfect beer for a day on the lake. Here's an insider tip that I use for finding new and different California cabs. Sign up for Specs Key Club to get customized discounts, events, and tastings and new releases. Go to specsonline.com/key. Join today. You can even order online for same-day delivery. Shop at Specs near you or find amazing deals at specsonline.com.
Jack in the Box's performance was Bad to the Bone on The Masked Singer Wednesday.
I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through.
Judges thought the singer could be actor Robert Duvall, Tesla founder Elon Musk, or Oscar winner Joe Pesci, but it turned out to be
former Associate Attorney General, former Mayor of New York City.
Is that Robert Duvall?
No, that's not Robert Duvall.
Rudy Giuliani! No!
Donald Trump's former attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was somewhat of a surprising choice for the show.
She didn't know who he was.
And while he's been known to make outrageous claims in the past, his reason for competing seems a tiny bit more genuine.
I guess the main reason is I just had a granddaughter, Grace, and I want her to know that you should try everything. Even things that are completely unlike you and unlikely.
Some fans guessed Giuliani because the show gave a Four Seasons clue in reference to him holding a press conference at Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
I think it's brilliant.
Of the famous hotel chain. While other fans were less enthusiastic about his appearance, like this person who tweeted, "Masked Singer, you really couldn't get anyone besides a criminal. Rudy Giuliani lied in court about voter fraud and is under investigation for other crimes. This is disgusting, and you should be ashamed for even having someone like him on the show." And reports of Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke's disappointment appeared to be accurate, as neither stuck around for the encore.
I broke a thousand hearts before I met you.
And I'm done.
I break a thousand more, baby, before I am through.
Well, okay, there's a lot of layers there of disturbing issues. You know what I'm most disturbed by? When some, I was about to say airhead. Would that be a terrible thing for me to say? I'm going to roll with that. I mean, Rudy Giuliani is jumping out as Jack in the Box. I think it's okay if I say airhead. Who's the airhead on the show that said, who is that? Where have you been? How did I hear that correctly, that one of the judges said, who is that? Is that Robert Duvall? Huh? There is somebody above the age of five that doesn't know who that is? And by the way, he was Associate Assistant Attorney General. What's that? What is that? I don't even know what that is. But forget all that stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Rudy Giuliani. All right.
Woo.
I broke a thousand hearts before I met you.
And I'm done.
I break a thousand more, baby, before I am through.
Wow. Did they let him out of Trembling Hills for this? Rudy, you get to go somewhere today. Come on, get out of your chair. The squirrels have all been fed. You're going to go get in the Jack in the Box. And Rudy, sure. Look, I think it's kind of brilliant. I don't know. I mean, any other than the person on the panel knows who he is and know what he's about. He didn't spout. He didn't go there. He wasn't Rudy. He was just the D-list loser that everyone's laughing at, and he played along, and I think it worked for the show, and I'm not that worked up about it. I'm a little bit bothered that someone didn't know who that was. I'm a little bit bothered by that. The song is horrific. The song is horrific when it's done by the original artist, too. So what difference does it really make? But who's next? Huh? All right, you're going to say, I mean, the argument seems to be, Jeff, we are on a downward slope. We've sort of working our way through D and C list losers. We've reached a guy who, if he's not in Trembling Hills, might one day put on a jumpsuit. We've reached the point of, I don't know that Rudy's the devil, but he's not a great guy. There's some issues, no doubt. There's no doubt we have now made Rudy Giuliani somewhat marketable and somewhat endearing. Who's going to do it? I ask you, citizens, who's going to say, well, they got Rudy out there. What if we put the juice?
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly.
In the Jack of the Box, and he had like these knives. Huh?
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly.
I mean, we're gonna have a legitimate debate. We're going to forget that person didn't know who he was. Let's forget that. Let's move along. I think we're about to have a debate whether or not you would hire the juice. And if I produced the show and I said, look what happened with Rudy, look at all the attention. Again, I would not feel an ounce of guilt for doing that with Rudy Giuliani, if my job was to produce the Masked Singer for a bunch of people sitting at home on their couch at 7 p.m. or whatever. I don't feel like it's not Schindler's List. Settle down. This is not rocket science. This is as dumb as American can get. Let's just go all in and be dumb. So they did dumb really well. If you really want to shock and you really want to be sensational and you want to take dumb and just pour gas on it, Would you? Come on. Let's talk. Producers. You think what
hey,
I'm
Twitter
thinking?
World, yours truly.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Somebody in a room somewhere. I'm not the only person wondering now. Hey, I did pretty well. You guys know how to get a hold of him? Who wants to call him? You know where he is? He's on about the eighth green right now. He has no friends, but he's on the eighth green by himself playing golf. I don't know. It's like his 75th hole of the day. Go talk to him. Tell him he can be any costume he wants, but there have to be knives.
Thanks for listening. You can find more episodes and all of our other Hot Pie Media originals baked fresh daily at our home online at hotpiemedia.com, the Hot Pie Media YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.